musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the week. You've made it to Friday night. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And I'm J. Todd Underhill, your humble poet extraordinaire. And we have our co-host with us tonight, Mr. Mike Lomade.
By Odin's beard.
By Odin's beard.
I'm here. It's a snowy night.
It is.
I've got coffee.
Coming down. I got coffee. I'm not doing energy drinks anymore. This is my third show in a row without energy.
Yeah, he's not doing energy drinks. He's just drinking coffee.
And speaking... Yeah. Oxymoron there.
Old
Speaking
school.
Of oxymorons, Brian DeBoard operating all things technical. It's our 8-boy. Welcome.
Okay.
Hey, more digital communications. Thank you, brother.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going really well. Now, because you said that if we have technical problems, we know.
Yes.
It's because
it's us.
Exactly.
All right. So here's the rules. We do poetry. Actually, you do poetry. We want to hear it. We want you to call in at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we do want you to keep it PG-13 or better. When you call in, turn your listening device down. Speak slowly and clearly to your phone. That way everybody out there can hear you enunciate your words. And we do want to thank our sponsors as well. Latin Life Denver, they are a partner. Anything and everything to do for the Latin community here in Colorado, check them out at latinlifedenver.com. And, of course, Pocket Coupon Directory for savings on food and dining while you're in Denver. Even if you're just passing through, sign up for them, grab some coupons, come visit one of the fine establishments that advertise with them.
Absolutely.
And, of course, our sponsors, idlevoicelessons.com. And which brought you that rendition with Danny Boy last week, actually.
Yeah, actually, they did.
Shameless.
IdleVoiceLessons.com is responsible for me singing Danny Boy last week.
There you go. And also, USACarpetInc.com.
That's right.
All right. So, needs to do out of the way. We do have our first caller queued up. Please welcome to the line from Rhode Island. His name is Dave.
And good evening.
Good evening, Dave.
This is a pleasure, and I'm glad you joined the Poetry Cottage on Facebook. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a member, and I saw that you were going to try and call in, and I'm glad that you got through.
Oh, I can't wait to read, because I've heard all about this, and I want to thank Debbie Akavitakis for turning me onto the site. That's She Wolf and Lust on All Poetry.
She's a wonderful lady.
That's great. What do you have for us, Dave?
Pardon?
What do you have for us tonight, Dave?
Okay, this is a short acrostic called those three words.
Okay, go ahead.
And I want to, those three words, waiting for ears, hopefully to be listened to, often not spoken enough, saying them can and would be difficult, desperately trying to express that I love you. Those three words then have impact, holding on to this heart that's fragile. Right now, I'm having the courage to say every day it's true that I love you, endlessly praying that you love me too. When that shows, then there's satisfaction, often missed in a world of doubt, reminding me each and every day here, don't be afraid to express very clearly, something like, I love you, are those three words, and I thank you.
Awesome.
Really enjoyable, Dave, thank you.
Wow, our social media representative's even clapping on that one.
Now there's a voice behind the face.
Excellent, thank you, brother. I hope this isn't your last time calling us.
And much kudos to you. I hope in Denver. I hope it's a lot warmer than this here.
Oh, I don't know. I'd compare temperatures. We're about, 25?
We're hovering just about freezing.
Oh, yeah.
But we got the wind up here, so it's fine.
Yeah, you got the wind and you got the moisture and stuff. So, Dave, stay warm. We're going to do our best to stay warm here ourselves, and we look forward to hearing you call back.
And if you want to call in,
And I won't be a stranger. I will call again.
Excellent. Thank you, Dave. If you want to call in like Dave did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. 3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I know it seems sometimes a little nerve-wracking to call in, but you know, we're nice people. I mean, exactly. there is a lightning round we don't tell people about where we get super critical.
Exactly. But that's later in the evening.
that's later after we get
I do want to let you know while we get the next caller queued up. The 19th annual bike tour of Colorado is June 23rd through 29th. So if there's any poets out there that like to ride their bicycles, come here for that because it's the Crested Butte Loop and it starts out in Canyon City and ends up in Canyon City. This is a big loop through the mountains.
I'm freaking pumped for that.
Yes. I might drive it, but I'm not going to ride it on a bicycle. Anyway, brought to you by the Adventure Cycling Land Rover of Denver, which I might actually ride in a Land Rover.
You take a Land Rover on the bike tour?
And, of course, Paul Cyclery. And let's go to our next caller. That's Ellie in Pennsylvania. Ellie, welcome aboard.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's just like a nice family night with all of us together, huh?
It is a huge family night. We were just discussing that before going on the air.
Yep. Well, I'm all set with a poem for you.
I would love for you to share a poem with us.
Okay. This one's called The Poet's 23rd Psalm. We are your lambs, O Lord, with your love filling us, we need nothing more. The pastures of this group is where we lay down your words. We refresh each other by the still waters of our poetic gifts. We lead each other down your path of righteousness for your name's sake. When one of us is in a dark valley, we have no fear of evil, for your love shines through us to lift each other up. Our pens and our hearts are your rod and your staff. We all sit at the table of your love, showing the world we are yours. You anoint our heads with inspiration. Our poems overflow to encourage. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will finally meet as we dwell in your house for all eternity.
Well done.
Thank you.
I always like your work, Ellie.
Aw, thanks, J-Todd.
It's such a pleasure to, Ellie. And no, is it warm out there where you are?
Oh, it's terrible here. Ugh. It's like the middle of January that we've got these winds and the wind chills like down in the 20s. It's awful. And you've got snow, don't you?
We do. It's coming down outside.
Where's spring? Somebody tell me where spring is.
Well, evidently spring was last week, and now that we've moved forward to this week, it's back to wintertime.
Ellie, I think there's a poem there.
Yeah, I think there is, too.
have
is
fun.
That you, Mike?
That is.
Hi, Mike. I never get to talk to you.
I know. I'm kind of the elusive guy, you know? Well, Ellie, thanks again for calling us, really, and we look forward to it every week.
Yeah, I do too, guys. I really do. I love you all. And this is just wonderful.
We love you too, Ellie. And if you want to call in Ellie did, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Once again, that number's
303-386-3598. I almost said the wrong number.
I know, right?
I think I from somewhere back in my brain, I have the Domino. Oh, no, it's the Pizza Hut order number. Memorized.
Oh no!
You know, I found out it still works.
It still works, really. You tried that this
here in town?
Does it really?
Oh no!
Really?
You know, one week I almost gave out my work number because I do messages at work 30 times a day, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to give out my work number because I'll get lots of weird poetic phone messages. And
I will one of these weeks. I will see if I remember. If I remember all the lyrics to Ice Ice Baby, because somehow I have that locked in my head.
That'd be awesome.
Well, if I can do it.
Are you going to do it as a spoken word piece, or are you just going to sing it?
It's not really.
I know. All right, let's go back to the phone line. We have Dennis from Michigan. Dennis, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing real well, Jay, Todd. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, man.
Yeah, it's great. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing good, Michael. It's good to hear you. I really enjoyed your singing of Danny Boy last week. That was great.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Very impromptu, so I appreciate that.
There wasn't a dry eye in the studio either. We all cried.
It was excellent, and there were a lot of wet eyes where we were sitting too.
Oh, well, thank you.
I have a poem this evening. It's not one I wrote, but it's by a poetess named Denise Seymour, and the title of it is "I Am the Artist."
Oh, okay.
I see a ripple on the ocean. I walk across the ocean waves with bare feet. It's so neat. I paint a picture on the beach. I am the artist. The seashells buried in the sand, with no one else to hold my hand. The background is so blue. I can touch the sunny skies. The ocean is deep with a high tide. I pick up some seashells as I would stroll through the waves. The ripple of water takes the artist away.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
She's a very good writer. She just had a book come out. The title of it is The Ups and Downs of Life, Poetry in Motion. And it, if anyone would like to check it out, it's by Denise Seymour, and it's available at CreateSpace or at Amazon.com.
That's great.
Everybody's publishing at CreateSpace. I think I might have to do one
Yeah,
there.
CreateSpace is a really solid way to do it.
Yes, there are a lot of poets that are getting the word out in books, and they're sharing poetry, and this is such a wonderful avenue to share the spoken word, and we really do appreciate it.
Oh, you know, the pleasure's all mine. Every show's a gift to me to hear this wonderful spoken word art from all over the world coming to us.
I think we all greatly appreciate it. And the thing is we're going to be here for a long time, and we want to build this into something where people can share. But we also want to be a part of that community as well. And, you know, it's great hearing about people publishing books and all of that. We're happy to promote them.
Exactly. And Denise, now is she on All Poetry as well?
Yes, she is. She writes under the name of Seymour D63.
Oh, I think I'm friends with her, actually. Of course, I've friended pretty much everybody on All Poetry, so I'm such a mark for poetry that I'm like, hey, I like this one. Click.
Well, thanks again, and God bless you all.
Hey, thanks, Dennis. Stay warm, okay?
Yes, I will if you will.
No problem there.
Thank you, Dennis. Right. Once again, if you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we've just been told we need to go to our first break.
All right.
And we'll be doing that, but if you call in during the break, we'll have you come up as soon as we get back on the air.
You'll be our first caller after break.
That's right.
Once again, you don't want to go away. Stay tuned in to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Get out on air guitar. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And I'm J. Todd Underhill, and I'm sitting in a seat for the second night in a row, actually.
It was really weird. I got this call out of the blue. Hey, do you have anything you want to pitch on the KZKO report? So I'm sitting there. I'm like, yeah, I'll come on down. So I came down and hung out with DJ Richie Rich and told them about the podcast that we're doing. And if you haven't been out to worldpoetryopenmic.net, you're going to want to go out there. We're doing a podcast of recorded poetry. And the only reason why I bring that up before we go to our next caller is if you have recorded poetry and you want to submit it, you can email it to jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com. We're doing an entirely different radio show there of poetry that's recorded with mixed music. It's kind of like this art thing that you kind of sit down in my basement with me and I just show you cool stuff I come across.
You know, just hanging out in a guy's basement. Nothing weird.
Nothing weird. I'm fully clothed. It's all good.
That's what he says, but it's a podcast, so you never really know. You
never really know. So, anyway, we're going to go to the phone line. Please welcome from Utah. His name is Isaiah.
Hello.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good.
Right on.
Go ahead. I got a poem. It's called Please Understand.
That'd be great.
Okay. Please understand that you're amazing, and there's no doubt in my mind that your life was all planned out just like mine. The signs can be easier to find, so take it into account that when it all comes down to the amount you're worth and all the reasons you belong on this earth, a dime or a dollar couldn't have bought you at birth. Trust me when I say it wasn't luck that paved the way, so that when you arrived, you had a mother and father to love and nurture you in every way, knowing that God had it all planned out with no delays. So don't ever think you're not worth this, because God made you on purpose, and his promises are far from endless.
Right on. Very well done. Yes. And do you have another one for us, Isaiah, or is that it for you?
Yeah, I actually do have another one. This one's Questions of Wonder.
All right.
Okay. So there are very few that question what this world might be coming to, and there are those that question if we will go on losing value, throwing dreams and goals down the drain, always giving in to hurt and pain, and letting others place the blame because we aren't all the same. Maybe that's where all the rejection came. We're really not sure when it all started. Some believe the reasons are disregarded. Others believe peace left the heart, leaving scars that some call art. Either way, if we were all smart, we would save a spot for peace in our hearts.
Well done.
Nice. Some pretty intense themes this week.
There are. Isaiah, yeah. that was very well done. I really enjoy it when you call our show.
I enjoy calling too.
Now, quickly, Isaiah, give a plug to your book that you have out right now.
Read and Relate.
Okay. Where do people find it?
Yeah, it's you just go on Amazon, eBay. I mean, it's everywhere, I guess. I don't know.
That's great. Okay.
You can also go to Barnes & Noble and like to the store Barnes & Noble and you can request it there and they can get it for you.
Exactly, and they just request anything from Isaiah Wallowing Bowl, and they'll bring it in, right?
Yep.
Nice.
That's it.
Yep.
That's great. Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling World Poetry Open, Mike. And once again, if you want to call in like Isaiah, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we also have it where, you know, if you're listening to the show for the first time, most people know this, but you can also go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and you can send in poetry as long as it's before 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, the day of the show.
Exactly. And also, you can even submit to our email address, which is worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
That's true.
And
it all goes to the same place.
It all goes to the same place. And we're all pretty much a communistic society. We share our email address, and we're sending each other messages. It's horrible.
We're not really communists, by the way. Just throwing that out there. So save your letters. We don't have an agenda.
Save your hate mail.
Or your approval mail.
Send that to the radio station care of World Poetry Open Mic, and that way it goes in. We've got a new mailbox. Did you see that?
I did. So send your pro communist approval letters to World.
Wait, radio station. We have a mailbox.
We do.
We're somebody.
We are.
We're really
somebody.
Yeah.
They like us.
That's from a. That's a movie reference.
Sorry. All right. So
we do have a caller though.
All right. So heading back to the phone line. Please welcome Steve from New York. Steve, how you doing, brother?
Doing well, guys. Doing well, and I want to repeat the very great kudos on Danny Boy last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's a reason why you saved that for last, because that truly was the showstopper.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, thank you, Steve. Sincerely.
Well, it was my pleasure. Got a short one, and since we had the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War this week, and
yeah.
2 weeks ago, I think it was Kevin did a poem about his experiences as a sniper.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Powerful poem, too.
Oh, I'm amazed by the quality of the stuff that I hear here. I really am. There is a lot of good stuff coming in.
So are we.
Yeah,
so are we.
Yeah, they even occasionally let me read, and I'm not that good of a writer compared to what you guys do.
Well, I am now going to lower the standard.
No, you'll be fine, Steve.
It's a piece called Kindergarten Commandos.
All right.
Kindergarten Commandos, in the year of 65, we played our father's youth when they, as heroes, strode the earth and vanquished dragons. With plastic Thompsons and pinecone hand grenades, we played our games, striving to be the men they were. In spring, we walked the avenue behind them and scrambled for the casings that fell beneath the wreath they lay before the rifle guard salute. All summer at the beach, we gazed upon the living memories. Mr. Ryan's metal hand, a Salerno souvenir. Uncle Lenny's missing toes, left somewhere in the Chosin. The scar on Aaron's leg, a memory of Midway. When we could not play outside like medieval monks fingering relics, we crept into attics and garages to seek the objects of our devotions. The faded ribbons and bits of silver and bronze, tokens of great deeds. The flyer's cap with 15 mission flap. The Japanese flag in Sully's garage. The old tin pot of Charlie's dad dented by the seawall at Incheon. As we played that fall, Danny's brother laughed as he smoked and dreamt of cars while listening to Eve of Destruction, little thinking of 3 years hence and a place called Quang Tri. And the day the telegram arrived, after which we never played those games again.
Oh. Wow.
Steve, you're killing me here.
Lower the bar by foot. You just raised it about five notches, my brother.
That was excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It is such a pleasure having this show.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure having you call in, and I don't know if you've heard it from any family members or anything, but you are very, very talented, my friend.
You know what? I mean, I have to replay this and make sure my wife hears you say that.
Yeah.
That's what it's here for. That's why we have the podcast.
That's why we archive it on our website.
I've been putting it up on Facebook, and I've been spreading the word about the show to my people here
Great.
In New York, and just want to say thank you again.
Excellent. Thank you for calling, Steve. And once again, if you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I watched the old Errol Flynn Robin Hood movie this last week. That's partially where my laugh comes from, too, have you noticed?
Oh, goodness. So we have Michael Errol Flynn Avaday here.
Yeah. Actually, my father got drunk with Errol Flynn back in the day, I heard.
What?
Yeah. Oh, not my father, my grandfather.
I was going to say, your dad's a little young to have been
getting drunk. Yeah, my grandfather did. But apparently Errol Flynn drank all the, you know, they're in the army. He drank all of their booze. But.
Oh, no. Yeah, the best booze and cigarettes you can get are other people's booze and cigarettes.
That's true.
All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Please welcome from Saratoga Springs, New York. Her name is Debbie.
Hi, JT.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm actually J Todd. JT's the board op, board monkey.
It's confusing.
It is confusing. We have so many JTs in the studio.
Yeah, that would be confusing.
I'm going to try to find a way to work the initials JT into the name Michael at some point, and I'll make that work.
All right, you got a poem for us, Debbie?
Yeah. It's called Beyond These Words.
Excellent.
Okay, beyond these words, lovingly so expressed, your pulse and my pulse in parallel beats, and currents warm beneath us, uncompressed, within us both a fondness Love Completes, poetically blending in love and words, as often we find our affections true. The games we play as lovers to lovebirds, and soar in flight to reach the heavens blue. A kiss from lips so sweet to lean toward, the moon encircle as perfect we are. A promise of love my heart looks forward to woo with poems while written from afar. Your pulse and my pulse in parallel beats, within us both a fondness love completes.
Well and done.
Thank you.
That's great.
Another fine poem for World Poetry Open Night. They're just bringing it tonight.
Yeah, we're out there tonight.
That's great. And Debbie, thanks so much for calling. We really, it's such a pleasure having you call every week.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Oh, great. Thank you. And call again, okay? Call again
okay,
for us.
Will do.
We look forward to it. Thank you.
Once again, if you want to call in like Debbie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we do have a certain board op that likes to...
correct people.
Make us look bad in public.
Jeez,
dude. Again? You've got your sheet of paper again.
You ready? Are you ready?
I'm just sitting in amazement while I answer this phone first.
All right, so if you're just tuning in and you're wondering what's going on, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. It's the next evolution in poetry radio. And basically you call in, you share your poetry with poets and poetry fans worldwide through the magic of digital broadcast.
That's right. And it is magic because I have no idea how it works.
Yes. That's why we had the board monkey doing his job.
Yes,
all right,
thanks,
so
thank God for that.
You're ready to just make us look horrible.
Yeah, you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
So, congratulations.
What?
You guys corrected yourself in the show last week. I have no corrections for you.
What? We were perfect?
Dude, I'm telling you, I re-listened, and I'm like, this can't be right. So I listened again. Yeah, it was right.
Oh, no.
I mean, bravo.
Thank you.
I'm feeling really confident about this.
It only took 16 weeks to come up with the show where we beat
Nick. That's true. Whoa. I feel as confident as the vampires when the when Empire was trying to take over Hoth. The vampires riding on top of those Imperial walkers.
Yeah,
I feel as comfortable and confident.
There you go.
Comfortable. I like that.
We're poets here. We can just make up words as we go.
Oh, man.
Get Mr. Webster on the phone.
The police are outside. They want to revoke your poetic license. Anyway.
Hey, I have an accordion in the back of my car. We can make this really bad if you want.
Oh, no.
I sincerely do.
That's scary.
That's kind of scary. Okay.
All right.
So we do have a caller.
And who is it?
It's Individuality.
Oh, right on. Individuality. Welcome to the line.
Thank you.
You're going to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I have one called The Day After Tomorrow.
Okay.
The day after tomorrow, reconstruction begins. Remember our founding fathers, but forget their ways. Our generation is here to ratify their mistakes, the ways they thought brought us thus far. Free men before us started from nowhere. Hundreds of years later, we're still there. The minds of a few scallywags are unable to be spared. The closed ear on radical thinkers held us back. Opened the door for fraud, but what else was there to expect? Views that were a little bit out of whack, that matched great points with dignity and respect, were subject to be attacked. Details of those views taken out of context, credit given to those views, were assumed not to be paid back. I raise a finger to ask, why back in history didn't anyone pick up the slack? Gaps in the legal system were visible to those blind or with context. The unionists with 2020 vision, I hope God bless. Those who could have easily written up a contract to support those eager to give back, set back, looked at, and patted aback to well enough. But enough was never well. On the past, I won't dwell. I'll simply inform so that we'll prevail. Together, we'll turn well from being enough and make the definition of well mean too much. Too much, too many people with self-worth, greater than people who cause hurt. Too many, too much care for the earth, greater than people equivalent to dirt. Too much, too many people with work, greater than people unemployed. Those unoccupied who fill their time with psychotic pleasures of genocide is why we all must cry. Procrastination on the revolution let this problem escalate. Tomorrow will be yesterday, and the day after tomorrow reconstruction won't be delayed. In God we trust, and in change I pray.
Wow. Again, individuality. Wow. The entire studio just erupted with that one.
Huh?
Our entire studio just erupted with applause for you. I don't know if you heard it all, but oh my goodness, that was good.
Thank you.
Thank you. How's your grandma doing? I haven't heard from her in a couple of weeks. Is she okay?
Yeah. She hasn't got a chance to get to our computer lately.
Okay, I understand. Just when you talk to her, give her our best and let her know that World Poetry Open Mic loves her as well.
Okay, she says she's listening.
Excellent. Well, there you go, Gypsy. We love you. All right. Once again, if you want to call in with your poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're going to be heading to a break in just a moment.
So if you call in, you're going to want to go ahead and just hold on the line. We'll queue you up. You'll be the first caller after our break. And you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, proudly bringing you World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood. Or visit Phantom8.com.
That's right. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. A KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast in your modern life. As Michael Amini whips out the meanest air guitar we've seen in a long time.
I don't even know where this came from.
And on that note, if you want to call in, 303-386-3598, man. I'm telling you, man, you have me in stitches tonight.
I wish it wasn't coming from pain.
Okay. So, just like Kat did, she called us, and now she's on the line with us, World Poetry Open Mic. Hi, Kat, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
I'm in shock after that drum riff.
We're doing very well, Kat. I'm sure we're not even going to talk about the weather because we're just going to feel bad hearing about, you know.
Well, the Travis. Yeah, you know, I don't want to rub in that I wore shorts and sandals today. So.
Well, I mean, I wore shorts and sandals today, too. I just, you know, had people looking at me like I was an idiot.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to package up World Poetry Open Mic. We're going to have a road trip vacation to Kat's house.
Okay, well, I have a very small apartment, so bring your own sleeping bag.
we need to get to know each other a little bit better before we decide to sleep on your floor.
It's a World Poetry Open Mic field trip.
yeah, exactly. So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have a poem called The Road So Far.
Oh, okay, great.
We are not guaranteed an easy time. For every valley, we've a mountain to climb. Although the seasons can be very rough, our only promise is that God is enough. The phase my life is in at this stage tends to discouragement and to rage. I know that this will refine my soul because that is my Father's goal. Still, I wish for an easier journey, something lush and much more ferny. But I find there are compensations that surpass even my expectations. The trick is learning where they lay, finding silver in clouds of gray. This is what sustains me for now and offer soothing to my wrinkled brow. This is when I see the Lord's hand supporting me and helping me stand. Without him, I would surely be adrift. It makes me more thankful for his gift.
Nice.
Wow.
Well done.
It's just a great night for poetry.
Friday night always is a great night for poetry, but everyone's just elevating the bar.
They really are. Kat, great job again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You as well.
We will. You too. Stay warm.
All right. Once again, if you want to call
like
in,
I have a choice.
There you go. If you want to call in like Kat did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Okay. Are we going to do the...
We are. Now, we tried a new intro for the Haiku Master section.
Yes.
And we're going to try that again.
Okay.
And then we're going to read some haiku.
Okay, in case you missed it last week.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya, indeed.
Hi-ya. That is so epic, my friend.
You should hear, I was actually working on a new version where I used the synth part from the song Jump by Van Halen instead of the...
That'd be cool, too.
We'll have to try that one out.
I'm working on the Jurassic Park theme song works. Ooh. I was working on that one, too. But let's talk about haiku.
All right.
Because that's what we're here for. We're here for poetry.
For those of you keeping score and playing along at home, he writes a themed haiku each week.
Oh, the Haiku Master does. I don't.
No, the Haiku Master. And then everybody hits our website and guesses what this themed item is.
Exactly. So, let's see what this is.
What does the Master have for us this week?
Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Stronger than normal. Move faster than normal sight. Life in the shadows. The answer is not me, by the way.
No.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. Right. I've got a guess.
Do you? Okay. Next one. Keep in mind, this is not me.
Okay.
Blood-sucking leeches. Movies and books have been done. Now myth and legends.
Okay.
One more. Time is on your side. Manipulator of kings. History moved by you.
Wow. A line used from a song sung in a haiku. You truly are the haiku master.
I wish we could play that thing again.
That would be awesome.
Every time we say haiku master.
Yes.
Yes!
There we go.
Wait for the drop. Master.
And you just got the Haiku Master beatdown.
Speaking of beatdowns, we always get a poetic beatdown every week.
Every week.
And it's from a lot of people, but one of those guys who really does that is Bob from New Mexico. How are you, Bob?
Hello, how's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Doing great. Hanging in there, man. You're going to just elevate the bar again, aren't you?
Yeah.
No pressure, by the way.
Yeah, none.
No pressure.
Yeah. No, anyway, what do you have for us this week?
I have one little poem here called Tempest of Joy, and it goes something like this. Friday evening bearing down, this hardly burning miraculous fire, living behind a kind of laughing frown, pondering what words he may sire. Is it rage or some mirth, maybe even some of both? It's a state upon this earth, a stage in his burdening growth. A tempest of mystifying, circling joy, like a child of discovery, I will pay my passion's ploy to whoever may listen to me. Who's this rogue upon the mist of mesmerizing, mystifying words, all together in his hand and kissed, wondering if you've ever heard? Find these joys upon your heart. You could honor me. There they'll stay, not torn apart, yet in you they'd be free. A tempest of mystifying, circling joy, from a child of discovery. They all play my passion's ploy, now to you for listening to me.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, very well done. You should applaud yourself with that. That was good.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, Todd, just for even the attempt to do this, because this is a lonely art. You know, you're sitting there and you're writing it out, and then this is the joy, though, that we get to share that with everybody else, and especially those that appreciate this kind of thing.
Exactly. It is a lonely art. I used to actually sit night after night in an ER room. Now, the ER room I worked at was not very busy at all at times. And I'd have hours after hours after hours to write, and it is quite a lonely art.
But yeah, you know, I mean, you're in your own head and just working it all out and putting it on a piece of paper, and so it just means all the more when someone's willing to listen to what we have to say.
Yes, and I loved your words, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your show.
Once again, if you want to call in like Bob, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And I'm going to take a moment and share one with you while the next caller comes in.
Great.
This is one I wrote actually while sitting watching a movie with our social media representative. This is entitled A Dead Man's Manna. Devil's Night. The veil is the thinnest. A single black feather floats in the air. Last-minute prayers fall on deaf ears. Lady Luck is a bitch sometimes. Street justice served amply. Dark arts, deviant behaviors, excess and decadence trap mortal souls, horrid self-inflicted tribulations. Death comes for each man or woman. Death comes for each sinner or saint. Death comes for each demon or angel. Death comes around for each sound and sight. Death comes for each night and day. The scales tip back into balance. The houses of the impure will be cleansed, sterilized by fire. The gutters of the city washed clean. The blood flow washes away the trash. Sewers clogged with horrible filth. Man cannot live by vengeance alone. Dead men need no sustenance. Retribution is like manna from heaven. Love can overcome debt. Love can overcome physical ailment. Love can overcome mental infirmities. Love can overcome any amount of pain, and love can overcome death itself. Lullabies quoted in Gothic Delight, and the dead shall anguish from this point, nevermore. Justice, a dish best served cold. Once the wrong is made right again, the black feather floats to the floor.
So, anybody have a guess what film that was about?
Yes. Hit our website or our Facebook site, and you can tell us.
The sequel wasn't as good as the first one, I thought.
I was watching the sequel, actually.
Were you watching the sequel?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy it. There's a movie that the star of the first one was in that was called, I think it was Showdown in, what's it, Little Tokyo or something like that.
Okay.
With Dolph Lundgren.
All right.
And fantastically not possible at all.
Really?
But funny.
Funny, but not possible.
I think Christopher Walken was
Which
in
is
it,
like
actually.
Me writing poetry. Funny, but not possible. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like me trying to dance.
But speaking of good poets, we've got one on the line. Please welcome from Alabama. He is Kevin.
Not possible at all.
Hey.
Hey, brother, you're going to want to turn down your radio or your listening device, your computer?
Yeah, I just clicked off it.
All right, sorry about that, brother.
Yeah.
You're going to share with us?
I got a poem, actually two, but one is called A Black History Dedication.
All right.
Okay. This is a recognition of one's own definition and admiration of others' dedication, making a stand, even in their final hours, showing much strength and power, or much ample power, I should say. The ones who fell astray of the rules created by their self-proclaimed masters, leaving the mistreatment as animals, and the consequence of death by hangings, the separation of families, and the rape of women and children. Thus, being forced to work in fields in extreme conditions with backlashes and other bodily wounds far, far, far from healing. The ones who aided in the creations of the secret majestic past known as the Underground Railroads, freeing themselves and others, knowing if they were to be caught, the penalty was instant death. The ones who made the ultimate sacrifice, risking and giving their lives in the Civil War fighting to help abolish slavery. The ones who learned to educate themselves to read and write, reaching some of the highest strides in America's history, but only to have their recognition stolen and given to someone else for false credit. The ones who died in violent deaths for having a different shade of color. the ones who dare not move to the back of the bus, and the ones who definitely had a dream, last name starting with K, ending in ing, the ones who fight, and the ones who fought and gave their lives to fight for equal rights for all who was black. But can you imagine how bad things would be today if they were still like they were in the past? For this is a Black History dedication.
Right on.
Kevin, that rocked it, man. That was great.
Thank you.
And you said you had one more you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I got one more. I just done this, so I may flip and mess up sometimes, but I just done this Wednesday.
Oh, that's great. Right. Cool.
Breaking out the new stuff for us.
Yeah.
It's called Poet Superstar. Poets, some of the baddest beings known to this earth, yet say, some say we're cursed. Oh, we're cursed? Cursed to have the abilities to put words in motion, bringing them to life on paper in verse. Simply hot like fire, we poets have the mentality to grab anyone's lust and desires, like we're the paper and pen, poet messiah. With paper and pen, we get it all together so hot for desire. We make contact on paper, set the stage's whole tone to fire. Pure mad skills and ambitions of grabbing the audience's intellectual visions, making them attached to us, looking for their next high like alcohol and drug addiction. We lay our poems in lines and then pour the rest in drinking cups. Then we sit back and watch as they anxiously snort and consume our poetry up. The highest intoxication, we seeing mind, body, and hearts racing, sending them far beyond any soul's unknown destination. We're not gods, but it seems that we're gods to our fans, the ones looking to read good poetry in its highest of high demand. Poets can bring the mind straight to its closest depths or racing to afar. But in the end, friend, I must say that we're some poet superstars.
Right on. Well done, Kevin. Very well done.
Thank you for calling, man. Really appreciate that. Really,
I like the cut of his jib.
Don't ever say that.
Okay, sorry.
No, Kevin, thanks for calling, man. We really look forward to your contribution. It really adds something great to the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man. Hey, have a great week, okay? And we'll hear from you next week.
All right.
Once again, if you want to call in like Kevin, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We're coming up on our last segment.
That once again calls it 303. I feel like we're doing this all the time. 303-386-3598. We don't want your money. We just want your poetry.
Exactly. And we aren't doing this all the time. We're just doing this for one straight hour every Friday night is what's going on.
Well, actually, we do this when we're not on the air as well.
We noticed
this last week.
At Village Inn for like 3 hours after the show, too. So, once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Sounds of World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And We're having a slew of computer problems here in the studio, so if you can still hear us, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
But if they can hear us, they should still give us a call at 303-386-3598.
And we will just archive this on the website, whether they call in or not.
I think they can hear us.
Wait, are they actually having a hard time?
No.
I don't know. I got a whole bunch of messages saying we're offline. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
So
weird.
Did you?
Yeah. All right, so anyway, you're gonna do a poem, and
that's weird.
Give us a call. If you can hear us, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Even if you don't want to do a poem, just call us and let us know we're on the air.
We're doing well for the first three segments, and now this is survival mode here, guys.
Exactly.
303-386-3598. I'm gonna start eating people in the studio here very shortly.
That's kind of like alive.
There's a pre-cannibalism warning now going out to everybody else.
Wait a minute. We're not snowed in.
We're locked in the studio.
We're having emergencies. I respond to emergencies immediately with cannibalism.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No.
You must be a jerk to fix a flat tire. So.
Okay. So, hey, I got something. I'm sorry. All right. War cloaks were special garments given to those of Shiva on Shiva 4 who have proven themselves to be
nerd
honorable warriors. A war cloak which had been intended for Aaron Peacebringer's daughter was given by Alisade to Leia Organa.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, Princess Leia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The hair.
Right. Yes. The hair. Okay. Alisade claimed Leia was her daughter in spirit. So she obviously earned the war cloak.
There you go.
In spirit?
What? Yeah. Daughter in spirit.
What the heck? It's Padme's daughter.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Daughter in spirit. You know, like, I share a bond with you. Yeah. I feel that you are close. Yeah, you're close enough to me.
I should get you a war cloak because I share a bondage with you, too.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, I was thinking, would I ever say, you know, I feel a bond with you, and I feel like you're the son I've never had. Here's a sweater.
Well, you can do that,
too. It's kind of weird, man.
It's a little weird, but you have a poem. Don't you?
I do have a poem.
Okay. All right.
No, it's not mine, actually.
Oh.
This is from a submission on our site named Nathan Purple.
Okay.
All right. So not Nathan. Nathan. N-I-T-H-I-N. This is called On Desire. So everybody, it's Friday night. It's getting late. Sit back. On Desire.
All right.
By Nathan Purple. No rules ne'er rest your pinions but low hope. To wake my wondrous thoughts in many and many, and your wonder alters mine's maddened swipe. Your cottage fill of dreams of freshness wing, which power break your noble flow and how? Oh, my sweet, sweetly touch, whenever you sing, let me spread your secret cipher with emotes, most colored yours, still man needs you, do you? So, though he mortal sleep in your instill your shades, with somber ideas here too far wish I glide. From this world sour with hopeful ecstasy, let soul is pure, but here is mine that fade. Misfortune leads despair with fear desires. Your beauty utterly falls, nothing wakes.
Wow! Mike, you raised the bar too, my friend. Well read.
Yeah, well, you know, and Nathan, if you're listening, I mean, that's this, it's a tricky one to read.
It's a good one, though.
It is. It's a good one, but it's very, there's a lot of deceptive phrasings and, like, different things in there. It's really cool.
You did it well.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
So I'm going to pale in comparison. I'm going to do one of my own pieces. This is entitled One Lost Soul. The seraphim all cry tears of sorrow for the poet who has been lost once more. Solace from El Shaddai they now borrow, the god that the poet did once adore. The cherubim are in a depressed state, a poetic soul has now lost his way. With his sadness they now conjugate, hoping that they will see that he will see a better day. The ophanim, lost in utter despair, for the poet has fallen from his grace, each whispering in his ear the Lord's prayer, hoping he turns away from his disgrace. The angels all move to save one last soul. The name of Adonai, they all extol.
That's excellent, man. Yeah.
I was written right after my mother passed. I was hanging out in the ER room. I'm like, hey, I like this. And I started with one line, and it just kind of rolled off my pen.
Wow.
So I just got an update from one of our listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
They can hear us just fine.
Oh, awesome. Oh,
so this is a good thing.
We just made asses of ourselves, basically. Well,
I don't know. I
don't we always? Really?
we kind of do. Okay, well, I'll put down the leg. I want to apologize.
Thank you.
To the person that I'm sorry I attacked you with a hatchet.
Okay. Thank you.
And for those that missed it, there was a bloody hatchet attack in the studio live.
While I was reading the poem, which makes me more talented than most people ever gave me credit for.
I actually gave credence to the whole cannibalism thing.
Yes, it was amazing to see that weird third arm pop out of your back. I was so frightened.
Just wait till later.
So weird. Oh, okay.
There's more arms. So, that's what I mean.
Hey, if you want to,
guys,
we can squeeze in one last caller.
Yep. If you want to call up 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
You can be our last caller, and then you have to wait one full week before World Poetry Open Mic comes back. So you want to call in now and be our last caller.
I would say you would.
I would.
I mean, in my mind, a poet right now
would want to call 303.
386-3598.
And once again, that's
303-386-3598.
We're just trying different things.
We're just trying things here.
To throw each other off and make each other laugh.
In the last few minutes, that won't be that hard.
No. You know, even the best of shows can tend to grenade when we're at the helm.
Put us on any primetime show, anywhere in the world, and we will make it tank.
Exactly.
You know what? Probably.
He doesn't doubt it one bit.
I am so sorry. I sit here and I'm going, really? We're that bad? No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We have great callers. We do. Great listeners. So,
and I want to thank each and every caller that called in tonight from first to last. You guys have all elevated the bar tonight. I'm going to do one more of my own while we're waiting for the last caller to call in. This is entitled The Test of Time. Our love has stood the test of time against the onslaught of the years, and it makes my world so sublime. We fell in love while in our prime, chasing away our lonely fears. Our love has stood the test of time. Escaping this life's muck and grime, prayers not falling upon deaf ears, and it makes my world so sublime. Your beauty enhancing my every rhyme and drying my prosaic tears, our love has stood the test of time. The bells of heaven start to chime, the seraphim erupt with cheers, and it makes my world so sublime. And with each day our love doth climb, accepting what my heart reveres, our love has stood the test of time, and it makes my world so sublime.
I like that one.
Yeah, you know, love poetry. I kind of like writing to Penny. She's a great inspiration and a supporter of what we do here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
A, she likes to see me happy, which is poetry and radio and that sort of thing. But B, it gets me out of her hair for a couple hours each Friday night.
And she knows you're out with us, so there's no way that girls are going to hang out with us.
Not with you two.
Not with me.
Oh, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
Actually, no. There's of the three people on the air during the show normally, two are married, and I'm a loser. That's basically what happens here.
You're not a loser.
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't call
guys.
You a loser. I'd just say you.
Once you found Mrs. Wrong, now you have no option but to find Mrs. Right.
Yeah, there's only, you know, billions of other people that could be wrong.
No, because let's just say that the last one was so bad, anything is always better.
Well, I don't know. I think you're just very selective.
Is that that's what we like to call it?
Selective, choosy,
yeah, choosy, needy. Great. Oh, wait, no, I'm
wait,
sorry.
What? How did we get on this subject?
High maintenance, I'm sorry.
High maintenance, maybe I am high maintenance.
You are high maintenance, I'm just going to tell
sorry,
you.
Sorry about that.
And then you notice we're all going out for our little after party, and he's like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I did not.
So, anyway. So who are our sponsors and stuff?
Our sponsors, once again, brought to you by Zing Tea, and of course, no one can forget My Mom's Pies, 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado. Check them out at mmpies.com. You want to go to mmpies.com, not mymomspies.com.
Yeah, I promise you, it is not work-friendly.
And, of course, we want to thank usacarpetinc.com. Check them out. If you need your carpets cleaned in Colorado or anywhere near Colorado, check them out. John will work you a great deal.
And make sure you go to usacarpetinc.com, not usacarpet.com, because that is not work friendly.
No. And you want to go to idlevoicelessons.com because idlevoicelessons.net is not work friendly either.
Is it not?
I'm just kidding.
I haven't looked at that one. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
I was just following the theme.
Oh, I wasn't starting a theme. I was serious about the USA Carpet thing.
Oh, really?
Actually, no, not really.
I'm going to have to check out Google. Anyway. Well, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We're going to call it wraps for a week. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to encourage you not only to tune in next week, but go out and find one friend that writes poetry, that reads poetry. Tell them about the show. Help increase the value of the show and the listenership, because without you, this show would not be possible.
The show is for you. And in fact, we're coming up in just a few very short weeks. I mean, we have Easter coming up next, after the next show.
Yes.
But we have Poetry Month.
National Poetry Month.
Does that mean I can actually do my hoppy haikus?
Hoppy birthday.
The hoppy sloppy haikus.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking forward to those.
Okay.
Maybe you can come up with an Easter limerick.
Oh, I might.
There you go.
I might try it.
Yeah. A dirty Easter limerick.
Oh, no. I do want to let you guys know, if everything goes as planned,
yeah,
our Poet of the Month for April will be in the studio the first week of April.
That'd be really exciting.
That's going to be beyond exciting.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell you who it is. While we're on that subject, if you want to suggest a Poet of the Month for May,
yeah,
go out to worldpoetryopenmic.net, fill out our contact form, let us know who you want us to check out for Poet of the Month.
That's true. We have an extremely intense vetting process. But if you pass, you will be able to become a CIA agent and our Poet of the Month.
And you get 2 free hot dogs from Willie's Hot Dogs, downtown Denver.
Wait. Are you sure?
And if you're really good, you might even get one of my mom's pies.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I wonder if they would kick in and help us out with that. That would be a cool prize.
I don't know. We'll have to talk to them.
But, all right. Okay. I have a feeling they want us off the air now.
All right. So, once again, you've listened to World Poetry Open Mic. Thank you for joining in. We're on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of change in me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. One of my feelings took a
right today into a black box, and it came out gray.